Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. Super excited about today's episode. This episode is going to be my Huberman Lab episode, in that we're going to talk about the science behind sauna, salt, a lot of stuff that I have no idea about. And so joining me today is Richard from Spiritual Quest. Richard, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, John. How are you?
I'm well. I said Spiritual Quest, and of course, I'm a kid of the 80s. I almost said Vision Quest, the movie, the wrestling movie from the 80s.
Yeah. Lunatic Fringe.
Yes. I have been privileged to receive a sauna from you guys, and I'm now very curious about sauna and body and all this. Before we get to the story of Spiritual Quest, for anyone who doesn't know, let's just start macro. So what does a sauna do as far as to our bodies, our well-being?
Well, I think it's important to note that as we age, myself included, mm-hmm. we want the best possible cardiovascular health we can have.
Yeah.
And most people are certainly rushed and don't have the time to run miles, go to the gym on a consistent basis. So there's a myriad of studies out there, primarily from Finland, the Helsinki area, that state if you sauna four times a week, you're going to have roughly a 50% less chance of heart attack or stroke.
A lot of our
customers are really dialed into that. And of course, the sauna is an infrared sauna, so it's a penetrating heat. As we discussed yesterday, it heats objects. So as it penetrates your body several inches, your body will start to vibrate at a molecular level and then to sweat from the inside out. It will begin to push toxins out through your pores. So within just those two benefits there, you're talking about a myriad of things that most people are looking for. I like the detox benefit. I like the weight management benefit. But as I age, more and more the cardiovascular prophylactic benefit is really what I'm dialed into.
So let me ask you, I had no idea. That's very fascinating and also great news. Just to sit in a box and meditate, listen to music four times a week, and it will lower your chances of heart attack by 40%. So how does that work? Why? Like, how does it affect your cardiovascular when you're not, doing running and doing cardio stuff, Like, how does it actually strengthen your heart and lungs in that way?
Well, the first thing is when your body's put under stress of sweating, your body's heating up. So it does mimic a mild cardio workout. So,
right.
But more importantly, it's a vasodilator. It's going to dilate your blood vessels, your veins. It's going to help your heart to pump more efficiently. So what you're getting is a very similar workout to a mild half an hour cardiovascular workout. And you can do it at the comfort of your own home. Blood flow, we're coming across a lot of customers that are really concerned with clogged arteries. Mm-hmm. I can't say that a sauna unclogs arteries, but I can say it gets your blood pumping a lot like a cardiovascular event, insofar as working out. And it also vasodilates all of your blood vessels, veins, capillaries, and it assists the heart in moving blood through the system. So there probably is some ancillary benefit to cleaning out some of the blood vessels and the plaque in the veins, but for the most part, it does mimic about a half an hour work. A half an hour in sauna mimics about a half an hour cardio workout. We always say,
wow,
it's nice to have a sauna at home, because by the time you're done, you would have just been arriving to the gym in most cases.
Hey, what if you're having sex in your sauna? Then is it like exponential? Is it like...
I think having sex in a sauna would be wonderful. I've personally never done it. However, it would probably be a performance increaser would be my biggest guess.
Oh, right, because the circulation and blood flow. Oh, man, sauna, the new natural Viagra. This is really fascinating. And also, I want to say, if you're listening or watching, this doesn't mean to stop exercising. I mean, I'm a big fan of fitness. You're not replacing cardio stuff that you already do because you have a sauna. It's an enhancement. And I love the fact that You know, when you say 4 days a week, how many minutes per session you think is recommended for it to be effective?
We recommend to our clients over about the last 20 years, you want to shoot for 4 half-hour sessions per week.
Oh, so got it. Yeah.
Whether so it's in the morning. Yeah.
It's not 5 minutes. I mean, it's not. So it's very different than an ice plunge, which I'm also getting into. Right. Sauna is, a 30-minute. You could actually hey Richard, I don't know if you know this now, but you're not supposed to say killing two birds with one stone. This makes you very old. So I'm gonna say feeding two birds with one seed. Yes. The thing about a sauna is that you could also meditate. You could also do things for that 30 minutes where you're not just sitting there twiddling your thumbs. It can be a very mindfulness practice, I've noticed.
Absolutely. Well, Spiritual Quest, our business is centered around meditation, health and wellness, organic versions of all of that. So once you become used to doing the sauna, which probably takes 5 or 6 sessions, down the road, you'll notice, John, that once you're into it about a month, month and a half, it'll be very normal to you. So if you're a meditator, you'll definitely be able to go into that state. And one of the nice things you can do is focus on the meditation through the visual of detoxing your body and becoming more cleaner and more one with your environment.
I love that.
So as the toxins build up, they keep us from really experiencing the environment that's around us because we're dealing with toxins on a subconscious level. So the detoxification process, plus with getting used to being in your sauna, is going to be cleansing at the very least. But if you're a meditator, you should be able to go pretty deep. And of course, they come with your sauna has Bluetooth, so you can play any music you want in there.
Yeah, the sauna that I got from Spiritual Quest is called Savannah, and
yes,
it's kind of the top of the line. It's got speakers. It's got it's got a rack, and this is why I want to talk about salt. It's got a rack for salt pellets. And what does salt do? What is this, the whole salt wall concept with saunas?
So I think it's important for your audience to know we're in the Himalayan salt business first, and long before we got into saunas. And what Himalayan salt does is it mimics the creation of negative ions, which we would get at the ocean's edge or at a waterfall. You and I experience negative ions first thing in the morning in the shower. And if you've ever noticed, when you're in the shower, you'll remember things from your past that come out of the blue. Or you'll have a creative thought. It's really kind of striking.
It's why I'm always crying in the shower. Yeah, playing back old stories. Right?
No more crying, John.
Yeah, no more crying. So the salt, it almost neutralizes that?
So salt creates negative ions by the evaporation of moisture off the surface of the salt. So as you become the humid body inside the sauna, the salt will attract that moisture. Then, of course, the salt is heating up as well because it's an object in the sauna, and that moisture will evaporate off the surface. So you'll have a abundance of negative ions inside the sauna with you. Negative ions are oxygen molecules with a negative charge. They're going to allow you to take in more oxygen, breathe deeper. But most importantly, getting back to meditation, you're going to be able to center yourself and feel very calm because of that versus a sauna without it.
Oh man, I love this this basically sauna's 101 you're giving us because I think a lot of people are curious about it, but you know we don't know details like this. I had no idea that even there was a salt wall thing. Kind of going back to Spiritual Quest, tell us how it started. I know it kind of started from passion and one's true north, right? It's a very purpose driven company.
Well, I'll try to make it as succinct as possible. Once upon a time, I lived in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And I had a friend of mine, and we used to travel down to Mexico all the time. And he was trying to make some home decor candle holders. Mm-hmm. And we'd go down there, do a lot of debauchery, and then look for factories in hinterland. And he's the one who showed me, although his business wasn't successful at that time, He's the one who showed me.
What part of Mexico? Are we talking about Tijuana? What part of Mexico are you talking about?
Go in the Tijuana, Rosarito, Ensenada.
Yeah. Because when you said that and you said debauchery, I instantly thought about college and I know exactly what you're talking about. But go on.
It's back when you could go to Mexico and do debauchery.
Yeah.
We used to go down there quite often. So spiritual quest. I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit. In fact, when I was 24, I moved to LA for the idea that I would find something to do out there in so far as my own business. So I created a candle holder back in the late 90s for my place of worship, which was Self-Realization Fellowship, non-denominational church, meditation based. And it was a giveaway to their holiday bazaar. One of the beautiful things about being in LA was all of the catalogs, this is prior to the internet, all of the catalogs were locally sourced or locally placed in different office buildings. And our candle holder got picked up by several major catalogs when I was a very young man. So I had it very easy at an early stage in my entrepreneurial space. Fast forward about 10 years when I was 36, I got let go from my corporate job, thank God. And the next day, I just started cold calling everybody who had ever bought anything from us. And we got into Himalayan salt from the candle holder business because one of our clients who was repping our candle holders was in the Himalayan salt business. I did a trade show with them, saw the response of the public, and then we just started adding things all related to Himalayan salt, spiritual health and wellness, and mind, body, and spirit.
Wow, what an amazing story. I love that at 24, you started with candle holders, and then salt kind of became the bridge, and then eventually from salt to saunas.
Yeah, yes. The sauna business was a very interesting start for us. We actually sourced, back in the day, in the early days of Los Angeles, there was a grow box phenomenon to growing your own fruits and vegetables at home. And we decided to manufacture a box based off of that. So we sourced a bunch of places, and one of the places was a sauna manufacturing company. So we brought in some saunas just to see if they would work with our clients. And ever since then, we've been selling more and more. Now we're at three or four a day. Back then it was a couple a month and units per month, but it escalated naturally. The one thing I would say, if people are listening as entrepreneurs, everybody wants the quick buck. But if you stay focused on one thing that's showing promise, it will lead you in more directions. Just got to be a little patient. Even though I'm not a patient person by nature, that's what led us into the sauna business, the salt cave business, the salt cabin business, salt walls, and everything else we do with Himalayan salt.
I love what you're saying, because not only are we talking about wellness and saunas, but we're also talking about entrepreneurship. And I think, I definitely think that the new generation, although very savvy, are very impatient. I'm an Aries. I'm very impatient as well. So the lesson here for you as far as business is to stay with something. Well, let me ask you this. How do you know how long to stay with something before you move on to something else? Consider it more of learning didn't work out, or if you stay holding on to it because on the other side of that there is going to be a tipping point, or it's going to do well, or is it a gut feeling? How did you know for you?
It's a little all of the above. I would say our failures came from being involved with other resources, mostly people. And, that gut feeling you have about somebody that's not just quite right. If you're continuing to have that gut feeling about somebody that you're employing or contracting with to help you out, move on. Find another option. If you're feeling uncomfortable, there's a reason for it. The products for us, what I would say is if you're creating products or your business and you're adding something in it, make sure it's related to what you're already doing. I think the biggest thing you can do is say, oh, now we're going to tackle this field, even though it might be quasi-related. If it takes you away from your initial focus, you could be dead in the water very quickly because you won't notice what's going on. But getting to your point, gut feel is it. And I think it's important that we all have gut feels, but as we get older, we learn to recognize it and pay attention to it. So again, meditation is the key. If it's the one thing you can do to accentuate your inner awareness, meditation would be it. and pay attention to your gut feels. Even to this day, we have people that let us down. So it's water off our back at this point, but we move on quickly and go to other resources, mostly people to keep the business growing.
Yeah, I know for me, I grew up in LA and my whole life, I spent most of my 20s and 30s chasing things. And yeah. I think yeah. now, and I realize that's yeah. a powerless state. And now, you know, I've sold some books and I've built something. And so now this whole gut feeling is if I start to feel kind of gross or uncomfortable, mm-hmm. whether it's a deal, I'm working with a person, a guest on my yeah. podcast, it doesn't matter. If I feel like this doesn't feel honest, this feels inauthentic. Yes. I'm definitely more aware of that. And today I have more of an ability to do something about it instead of yes. in my 20s, I would just ignore it, try yes. to chase something shiny. And then, of course, it never works out.
John, that's fascinating. I arrived in Santa Monica when I was 24 and I chased everything. And you know what? And I chased it nonstop up until my mid 30s. It wasn't till yeah. the time that I did some, what kind of content I started to look at some masculinity content that I realized I was doing everything wrong. And so far as being a chaser, men aren't supposed to chase. We're supposed to observe and let the world come to us. Now we focus on things like law of attraction. And it sounds like it's exactly what you were talking about. If you're not feeling good, it's not worth doing. So the big thing to do is nurture that joyful, good feeling while you're doing anything, and more stuff will flow to you.
You broke up. I don't know whose connection it was, but you said something that was a cliffhanger. You said men aren't supposed to chase, they're supposed to observe, and then you froze. So can you continue from there?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. It's more about letting things come to you mm-hmm. when you're on your purpose. Mm-hmm. So if you're running around Los Angeles chasing things, which there's millions of things to chase,
yes.
your whole life can go by and you may not even know mm-hmm. that you miss things. But as a man, as an entrepreneur, as a business person, if you allow things to come to you more often than not, you'll see that things are bubbling up that are really fortuitous and that will give you opportunities. You just have to be a little patient and focus on the feeling you want as if you had the item you were seeking already. So if you're focusing on being satisfied, happy, and joyful, and you nurture that feeling in yourself every day, you're going to get experiences that help you accentuate that. That's what I've come to realize, even so far as just the last couple of years.
Yes. And I'm going to stamp that with my story as well. You know, when I was chasing here in Los Angeles, and, you know, I went to film school, I wanted to be a screenwriter. So it was not only Los Angeles, but it was entertainment. And when I was married back in the day, she was an actress. And that kind of chasing led to nothing. I mean, I'd done a few things, but just it was like just hitting a wall constantly. And then when I let that go, the big things that have happened to my life started happening seamlessly. And maybe for you too. It's almost like, because when you're saying the feeling, the power of the feeling, like it's already happened. Now you're talking about things like manifesting. You're talking about energy. You're talking about attracting. And the big things that have happened to me really happen organically and seamlessly. And I always feel like, oh, that's kind of the result of living kind of on a different frequency where whatever I want is meeting me halfway, if you will. And it doesn't mean that you're not working. You're not on the couch crossing fingers. You're working your ass off as well. Yeah.
You've got to be on your purpose. But again, in LA, you can spend years chasing. And what I always likened it to, I was never being myself when I was in chase mode. Mm-hmm. I was trying to be somebody else and it never really worked. Although I had a lot of experiences, wild times, experiences that most, you know, LA, you can bump into an experience that's insane really quickly and end up enjoying it. But then you sit back and gee, I can't live my life like that. Mm-hmm. But if you're centered in what you want and who you want to be and how you want to feel when you're there, and you focus on that over and over, and you block out the negativity, that voice in your head that says you can't do it, you won't do it, it won't work. If you can remove that and replace it with a feeling of oneness and happiness throughout the day, you're going to attract what you need. I'm sure as you became, I mean, LA is just, it's so fascinating that you're from LA as well. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. LA is such a fire breathing dragon. Mm-hmm. If you don't behave properly in LA, it's going to spit you out. So it's a great learning place. I don't recommend it for anyone right now, but it was a great learning place. I learned a lot. It helped me mature. Yeah. And I think it was kind of the fast track to growing as an individual because so many things are at your fingertips there.
So it seems like your mid-30s is where you start to turn the corner, which was my story as well.
Yes.
A lot of, you know, chasing in your 20s, the mid-30s, you realize I don't like this. I want to be someone different. What were some of the practices that you integrated that started to change you from chasing to attracting in your mid-30s? Like, it's what did you do? Did you go to the gym? What did you do?
Well, I have an extremely successful friend in Los Angeles. We actually, in our late teens, sold cars together on Santa Monica Boulevard at a Jeep dealership. And he went on to do some things. He asked me to invest. I thought he was nuts. But today he owns a bicycle casino and seven other card clubs throughout California.
Oh, I know Bicycle Casino. It's off the freeway. Just living here. I know I passed by it many times. Yeah.
Yeah. When I was getting ready to leave LA 2 years ago, he let me know that he was buying it. He was instrumental. He shared with me a book, and I won't share the name of the book, but it was all about men being able to have agency when they're going out trying to find that special other person. And there were certain things in there that showed me I was going about, and I applied it to life. I was going about things all wrong. I was the touchy-feely, listen, be a friend, you know, nice guy.
Yeah.
And all that's well and good, but it never got me anywhere. As soon as I became rooted in my masculinity and strong, if you will, everything seemed to come to me. I don't know if it was I just pushed the nonsense aside, but everything seems to come to me a lot easier right around 36 to 38 years old. And I met my wife, whom I'm still married to now, just a few years after that. Prior to that, I struggled to stay with women more than a couple of months.
Oh, interesting. So when you say grounded masculinity, you're talking about energy, right? We're not talking about necessarily gender norms. It's not like saying that you went and bought a lifted truck and guns or anything. You're saying your inner state, you're saying that you as a being was kind of like a leaf and floating. And so being anchored, I call this the solid self. And most of my life, I pulled from my pseudo self, living outside in, you know, chasing the poster. And then at 35, after my divorce, started with nothing. I literally just got on Craigslist, found a roommate. All I took from my marriage was my pillow. And I joke about it was a Tempur-Pedic pillow, but it was, you know, she got the bed. And that's the first question I asked myself was, what would it look like for me to start now pulling from the quiet whisper, the solid self instead of pseudo? What would that look like in action, behavior, and energy? How would I walk into rooms? What would my decisions be? And that really repositioned me, man. That's kind of ground zero. And I think this is kind of the foundational thing that you're talking about. And it's not something that you do once, right? It has to be like almost a lifestyle. I mean, getting back to even like sauna and stuff. It's not you do it over the weekend. It's integrated into your life. Hey, wanted to share with you something I'm super excited about. If you go to theangrytherapist.com/premium, you not only get commercial-free episodes, but also something I'm introducing called series, rotating wellness topics, but not only lessons, but what do we do with this information? How do we thread this into our life so we could change our life? Go to theangrytherapist.com/premium.
Yeah, it's a practice. It's a discipline that you put yourself through, much like deciding to hop in the sauna in the morning and go through that detox practice or that growth practice. You mentioned Andrew Huberman. Doing sauna can help release growth hormone, increase your testosterone. Doing things like that support who you want to be as far as strong, able-bodied, will only help you to add to keeping on track, so to speak. I think it's very easy to get off track in your own mind. But if you have some tools around you, I had a very successful friend who was showing me the way, and I had no reason not to pay attention because the level of success that he had created was mind-blowing. And right. it was those undeniable. Two things. I'm like, well, I'm going to pay attention. And you know, I'm 58 now. I'm sorry. At about 45, I got married. So I would say somewhere between 36 and 45, I found a way to master just being confident and strong in my own self, my mm-hmm. own manhood. And that also includes working out, running. At the time was rollerblading, playing roller hockey, doing mm-hmm. yoga. There was all kinds of things that I kept myself busy with that all accentuated my physical makeup.
What do you do for your mental health?
I meditate every day. And mm-hmm. I also have a business coach. He was a monk for 35 years. And I actually seen him speak when he was a monk. And years later, I looked him up by his spiritual name, his monk name. And he had gone into the corporate world as a business coach. So I have a 1-hour session with him once a week, and it's wow. all about law of attraction, yeah. staying secure in yourself and where you want to go. And also, there's a part of that that helps others, right? When you're secure and on point and on your purpose, which is happy and joyful and fun, the people around you are going to have happy, joy, and fun yeah. along with you. Yeah. You know, they're not going to be dealing with the woe is me. They're going to be dealing with this, wow, this is a great energy field. And I think what I found is that you can be like that every day if you train yourself to mm-hmm. get rid of the negative self-talk and focus on the happiness, the joy, the centeredness that we're all looking for. We all think it's going to come to us. It's in us already. We just have to bring it out. But I would say meditation is the key. Absolutely.
Oh, I love what you're saying. Richard, I have a book called I Used to Be a Miserable Fuck. And it was one of my, it was the first book that kind of, you know, was the big book that got published. And, I was living in 2 years, worry and dread, every day, worry and dread. And, yeah. You know, the miserable fuck was a true story. And what you're talking about now is really the ability, because life is going to be turbulent. There's going to be ups and downs sure. and, you know, that's never going to stop. Right. And, you know, if you become successful, there's just higher stakes, right? It's the feelings are still, you know, the fear and all that. And so the anxiety, the stress, the ability to produce joy, calm, sense of self, to live on a higher frequency, to pull yourself out of the quicksand. Those are all abilities I never had. I have more of them now. And I think that's kind of become the game changer. And you know, talking about saunas, now the sauna is a tool for that. You know, I think it's a powerful tool.
So a sauna, I don't know what day you got it, but the sauna is pretty easy for most people to put together. So It's a wonderful surprise. It's a great gift to oneself. You get your sauna at home. It arrives within a half an hour to an hour after unpacking it. You can have it set up and doing your sauna.
Well, we have to talk about this because, okay, so the sauna came on a pallet and it yes. looked very intimidating because, you know, I can't even build IKEA furniture, man. I can't build shit. And so yeah. I was like, who's going to build? So I hired a TaskRabbit person already.
Yeah, yeah.
And we opened it up and he's like, there's no bolts. There's no screws. It's no. literally four walls, and there's latches. There's yeah. latches on. It's in my studio guards right there.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
And I love. And I was like, this is brilliant. I said, yeah. You just put the walls up and you latch them like a belt, and it's yes. airtight. And I was like, wow, I could have done yeah. this, you know. And so I just want to applaud how. The engineering and the structure and the way that you guys have created the putting together of this sauna is,
yes.
I thought there was going to be a million pieces, screws, bolts, and all, you know, all that. I was scared. And we had it up and running, like you said, within like 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah. So we always tell our customers over the phone, it's best if you have a helper, which you, mm-hmm. you did great doing that.
Yeah.
But if you can do Lincoln Logs or Legos, you can put a sauna together. It's pretty straightforward. The one you got is a 20-amp system, so you have to have that 20-amp outlet. Most newer houses do. So mm-hmm. it has the plug that plugs into a 20-amp outlet. But yeah, it's a pedestal base. There's four walls. They fit together tongue and groove. And then there's a top. You hook up your wires for your heaters and your control panel, get it all situated, and you're literally good to go at that point. In fact, we're just working on a video for the install of the one you're using. I think the big thing about sauna is is if you have something like a piece of workout equipment at your home, yes, typically you'll use it a lot in the early stages. I have a Peloton. Mm-hmm. I've probably done 400 rides. I've had it for 10 years. Wow. I might ride it 10 times a year at this point. But with a sauna, it's just so easy. You turn it on, you hop in. You can listen to your favorite music. You can put it in front of a TV if that's what you're into. You can read a book.
Yeah.
And you get that half hour in, and then your day is just, it's a great foundation to have that centeredness, that strength, that confidence for the day. You know it's behind you, and you're off and running.
Hey, you know, ice has become very popular now. Is that something that you've done? Because I think the ice and sauna has become kind of like peanut butter and chocolate. People are using both. So tell us a little bit about that, using sauna and ice.
So cold plunges, we looked into cold plunges. There's a bit of technology that's a little hard to get involved in. That's the refrigerant technology.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of regulations there. So as we go on, we might add that, we might not. We do float tanks. But again, as you mentioned, Andrew Huberman, somebody that I pay a lot of attention to, if you do a cold plunge, for 10 minutes or 3 or 4 minutes, and you do that between sauna. So you get in, out of the sauna, cold plunge, dry off in the sauna. You do that 10 or 15 times, you're going to have a significant increase in your human growth hormone. And as we age, that obviously dissipates. So the benefit, I do a lot of cold showers, if you will, but the benefit is it enlivens this survival gene in your body to come back to life, so that you're now surviving in an adverse environment. So your body will naturally come to the fore to keep you alive, and it will secrete enzymes and hormones, and will help to focus your body on survival. And those are the genes that you want to awaken. They keep you thin. They keep you they keep you lean. They keep you focused. They keep you sharp. Another thing that's really important for that is doing the sauna multiple times a day if you want to get into that as well.
Richard, no one's got the time for that. No one's got time for multiple times. But, you know, so what it's doing, sauna or sauna and ice, is it's getting your body to think that it's basically dying. So you better sharpen yourself if you want to survive. Right. And so your body is tapping into optimal states. So So the cold plunge to the hot, and I think obviously this is how we used to live very back in the day, but now with elevators and electric cars and us living in bubbles, we've gone far away from that. So yeah, this is actually kind of it's a throwback. It's a throwing us back into sharpening our state, making ourselves stronger by environment, instead of sitting behind a desk all day.
Absolutely. You know, we do spend a lot of time in front of computers. Another way that your customers, I'm sure they're aware of this, is fasting, or at least intermittent fasting
will also trigger
that sharpening as well. So there's a lot of tools at our disposal. And for men, it's really important to stay sharp.
Let me ask you this, because also 50% of my audience are women. When you say growth hormone, I know for men, especially male athletes, that's a very big deal. What is growth hormone, and why is it important just for humans in general, especially as you get older?
Well, women have primarily estrogen, low testosterone, and human growth hormone. Men have high testosterone, low estrogen, and human growth hormone. Right. The thing about growth hormone, as we age, it tends to dissipate.
Yeah.
So
like testosterone.
Yeah, exactly. And it's considered the master hormone. So human growth hormone, like anything else, as we age, becomes less available to us. So that which is available. So growth hormone for women will help to keep them sharp in mind and keep their body lean. It will also allow them to have energy to get over fatigue, and it will make those downtimes, the cycle a little less intense, or menopause much less intense. So what you're looking for is that master hormone, which is going to help regulate everything else in your body that deals with hormones, the endocrine system. In addition to that,
it's a great equalizer.
It is. Now, I've never looked into human growth hormone as a supplement, although that was going around LA pretty good before I left.
Sure.
And but I, at my age, I'm looking into TRT, kind mm-hmm. of a la Joe Rogan, for sure, probably going to start that soon.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I think every male post 40 should be on some testosterone treatment, because I've had low testosterone because I had 2 years of insomnia and it was down. It was like 200. It was very low. Yeah. And I was trying to get up and I was trying to CrossFit. I had no sleep. When you don't sleep because testosterone is made at night, you just go into this cycle. And then I started getting depressed. And comparing that to how I feel now, because I do have prescribed TRT by a doctor. Uh-huh. It's very low dose, but now I'm more normal, like 600. And it is day and night. It is, especially for men, testosterone, it's a wonder drug. I mean, when your testosterone's low, it was just so hard for me to even function. And also, like, my mind was blurry. And now I feel, as a 50-year-old, I feel better today overall than I was in my 20s and 30s.
Oh yeah. So if your testosterone's low and it's no, you know, there's all these conspiracy theories, but a lot of the plastics in our environment help to aid in that. But we as men, and most men around us, will think, oh, you're just being soft, you know, get up, do something. But the fatigue that sets in from low testosterone is overwhelming. And you can power through it for years and years and years. But if you keep doing that, you're really just breaking down systems that are supporting you that aren't meant to do that. So what happens is, I don't know if this happened to you, but cortisol levels can really increase. And that's an inflammatory stress mm-hmm. chemical. Getting back to saunas, they're highly anti-inflammatory. So the more you sauna, your anti-inflammatory enzymes start to come alive. So things like arthritis, or tennis elbow, or that pain and stiffness in your hips, those will go away. In addition to that, the detoxing will help to take the inflammation out of your organs, which will also hopefully lend itself to a longer life, or at least a better quality of life. So what we're talking about when you're losing testosterone is your body's getting more inflamed. Because the mm-hmm. testosterone is a regulating hormone. So if that's happening to you, definitely look for TRT. Sauna is definitely a way to help you to detox and get rid of that inflammation. And today, doctors and scientists are saying most often Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, other disease, kidney disease, irritable bowel, they're all a form of inflammation. So we should also be looking at things that our bodies are reacting to as well. I'm not saying I'm perfect at all, because I certainly have my issues.
Sure.
But, you know, there's a million things you can do. Gluten-free, watch out for processed foods. Don't drink out of plastic bottles, things like that. But I think having a sauna in your house like you do is going to be a true benefit to the therapies you're already on. And it should sharpen your focus. It'll be interesting to see how it works for you over time.
Richard, I believe you were meant to collide with me and for this sauna to drop from the sky, because I'll tell you what, and I think most people, they think sauna is like luxury. It's extra, you know?
Yeah.
And so now having this in my studio and 2 feet away from this, I have an Odin ice plunge. And now incorporating this into my life is like, you know, not as something you do when you go to the day spa, but it's actually mm-hmm. a daily ritual. I also consider riding my Harley Road Glide as a meditation machine, but fitness, riding motorcycles, sitting in saunas, doing ice plunges, like, these aren't extra things. These are daily rituals to position your body, your mind, your state, your hormones, the chemistry in your body to be at more of an optimal level. And also, I think, and I don't know, let me ask you, as far as like immune system, I know with ice plunges, it tremendously helps you not get sick. I wonder how sauna affects your immune system.
Sauna boosts your mood and it boosts your immune system as mm-hmm. well. So you're stressing your body. You're just doing it on the other end of this spectrum.
Right.
So it is going to boost your immune system. I'm not super keen on how it does it, but I know that when you're in the infrared sauna with the Himalayan salt, the salt boosts your mood. If you noticed, your sauna has colored lights on the top. Mm-hmm. There's a colored light that will work for you, which will help to make you feel very calm and relaxed.
Oh, I thought that was just like some techno shit. I didn't know that was, I thought that was to go with the crazy music, but okay. That's actually therapeutic as well. There's a light.
Yeah. So it's chromotherapy. Every one of us has, and the way I always explain it to customers is you'll have one of those colors that makes you feel very calm. And that's the color you should use when you're in the sauna, because it's just another tool. But getting back to what was the topic we were talking about? The
integrating all of this into your life instead of it being something that is, you know, when you do when you're on vacation, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, infrared saunas are now so portable and so easily at hand. Mm-hmm. And the one that you got is actually just under $2,500 delivered. So it's a wonderful product and everyone should be able to have it. We have them starting out as low as $1,300, but I think you hit the nail right on the head. It's not just a luxury to use once in a great while when on vacation or when at the gym or when there's space in the sauna at the gym. You could have this at home as one of your personal growth tools so that you can use it on a daily basis or every other day basis and use it as a tool for your overall health and wellness. Don't forget, detox, anti-inflammatory, improves your oxygen intake, improves your testosterone levels. I won't say it's a cure for anything, but it's certainly, it's easy to have at home and it's something that somebody should probably consider. And we're finding more and more customers as they age want them pretty quickly.
Yeah. You know, also on the side, so my partner Vanessa is using it as well. And what she loves about it is it's a place, because we have a 4-year-old, we're parents, it's a place to go where you could actually just sit by yourself and be quiet. It's almost it's a fort. It's a fucking adult fort that you could escape to. You know what I'm talking about? Well, thank you, Richard, for all the insight. And listen, if you, you know, we live in a world where we spend, you know, $9 on coffee. So if you could forego some coffee, this is a great investment. And like Rich was saying, as low as $1,300 up to, you know, $2,500. And if you're using it every day, I mean, we're talking about your health and we're talking about your heart. We're talking about your cardiovascular system, testosterone, growth hormone. So that's all stuff that, you know, money can't buy. You know, those aren't things that come in a pill. So integrate this into your life and go to spiritualquest.com, correct?
Yes, we have a coupon code for just your listeners as well. Awesome. It's joyful savings.
Joyful savings. One word.
Savings. Yeah. Just one L on the joyful.
Yep. And you'll get a sauna for $1. No, I'm just kidding.
Kind of. it's a coupon for money off of the sauna.
Yes.
And the other good news is this month we're getting about 200 saunas in stock for the holiday rush. So just go ahead and use that coupon. Many thanks to you, John, for your time. And please encourage your customers to give us a call if they have any questions.
Yes. And Richard, thank you for sharing your story. I'm a big fan of people's stories and how they became successful, how they found their true north. And it's inspirational. You know, and also both of us, you know, we're in the business of being in service, you know, helping other people.
Yes,
and I find a kinship to other people doing that. So thank you.
Well, thanks for your time, John.
Awesome. We are going to work on the Angry Therapist sauna and it's going to come with, I don't know what's going to come with. Just kidding.
We should brand one for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. Go check out spiritualquest.com. They not only have saunas, they actually have Himalayan salt. They have a bunch of products. It's all under the umbrella of wellness and positioning yourself so you can make a bigger dent in the world. Thank you for listening. Be well.